This is VOA News. Laurel Bowman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visits the Middle East for another crisis tour in a bid to secure a new truce in the Israel-Hamas war as southern Gaza sees no signs of a let-up in fighting. Firefighters are wrestling with massive forest fires that broke out in central Chile as officials impose new curfews in the cities most heavily affected by the blazes. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Late Sunday, officials said over 100 people were confirmed dead so far from the fires, which have left at least 1,600 people without homes. The fires, which began on Friday, have been burning with the highest intensity around the city of Viña del Mar, where a famous botanical garden founded in 1931 has been destroyed by the flames. On Sunday morning, Chilean President Gabriel Boric visited the town of Quilpe, which was also heavily affected by the fires. Boric told the media, officials and citizens, "I've decreed a national mourning for 2 days, starting February the 5th, because it's Chile as a whole that's suffering and crying for our deceased." Boric added, "The death toll could rise as rescue workers search through homes that have collapsed." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More than 600,000 homes and businesses were still without power in the U.S. state of California Monday after an atmospheric river storm brought heavy rainfall and strong winds. Here's National Weather Service meteorologist Todd Hall.
I've seen a fair amount of damage and of people being evacuated from homes due to mudslides. So we're seeing a fairly impactful system for Southern California within the last couple decades.
And El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele claims a massive re-election victory. This is VOA News. In the U.S., prices are high, and now we're finding out how many Americans are running up their credit card balances. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Americans held more than $1 trillion on their credit cards in the third quarter of 2023. That is a record, and that number is expected to get even bigger when the data for the final few months of the year is released next month. Some people have spent their savings and run up their credit card balances after battling inflation for more than 2 years. These are mostly lower and middle income consumers. Experts worry that they're falling behind on their debts and that things could get worse for them in the year ahead. There appear to be two types of consumers, according to most analyses. On one side are the roughly two-thirds of Americans who own their own homes and those who've invested in the stock market and done pretty well. But for the rest of America, things are looking rough, say the analysts, pointing to those who've been hit hard by inflation. I'm Rita Foley.
A jury in the U.S. state of Michigan begins deliberating the manslaughter case against a school shooter's mother. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Michigan jury received instructions Monday morning from Oakland County Circuit Judge Cheryl Matthews.
Members of the jury, evidence and arguments in this case are finished, and I'll now instruct you on the law.
It's an unusual trial against a school shooter's mother, Jennifer Crumley, who's charged with involuntary manslaughter, accused of contributing to the deaths of four students in 2021. Prosecutors say she was grossly negligent when she failed to tell Oxford High School that the family had guns, including a new one that was later used by her son. Prosecutors also say the boy's parents ignored his mental health. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S.-backed Kurdish-led forces said on Monday that six of their fighters had been killed in an explosive drone attack by Iran-backed armed groups that came from areas of Syria's Deir al-Zor under the control of the Syrian government. Farhad Shami, a spokesperson for the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, said in a post on X that the drone struck an SDF commando academy at a U.S. base at Al-Omar Airfield, resulting in the, quote, martyrdom of six of our commando fighters. And Samsung Electronics Chairman J.Y. Lee was found not guilty of accounting fraud and stock manipulation by a Seoul court on Monday. That's in Korea. For more stories, please visit us online. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.